Well, you can't put your finger there unless you want to run for president. Hey, guys, Adam Ray here. I'm going to take my gum out and put my attention to you, the viewers. Welcome back to the About Last Night podcast. What a weekend. Dania, improv, thanks for coming out. People of Fort Lauderdale, you really stick to your guns, no pun intended. You're not afraid of hurricanes, and you love gators and incest. But thanks for coming out. The shows were great. This weekend, we got a whole new batch of shows at the Covina Laugh Factory, West Covina, California. Yeah, that's a real fucking place. And yeah, I'm going to go there because they got a new comedy club July 20th through the 23rd. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. Come out and see me. 5-6 shows. And then the weekend after, Stand Up Live, July 27th through the 30th. It's going to be 197 degrees, 1 degree off from Nick Lachey's favorite number. And the shows are selling quick, so get your tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. And then August 3rd through the 5th, first time Hilarities in Cleveland. Come out and see your boy. Special guest is going to be there. He's from there, and he's got a podcast, and I've been on a bunch, and he never wears shoes. Yep. Do you know who it is? You probably do. I almost threw up in my mouth. Merch, AdamRayComedy.com. Click here to subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and iTunes. Thank you for your continued support. And go see the Barbie movie. It's out this week, baby. Your boy's in it. Gosling, Margot Robbie, Will Ferrell, and Adam Ray. That's not how they're billing it, but that's how my mom's telling people are in it. So go see that and enjoy this special episode. It's a solo episode today, no guest, but we got some bangers locked and loaded for the next few weeks. So again, make sure you subscribe. Tell your friends, your lovers, your haters, your exes, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast. Let's do it!
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. We got a short one today. We got a solo one today. I've been gone for a minute. It's nice to be gone. It's nice to distance makes the heart grow fonder. And I've been away from LA for about 3.5 weeks. Did some shows in Seattle. Thanks for coming out, Triple Door. Birthday shows. Did a charity basketball game with Champions of Change. That was fun. Did a show, two shows in Portland at the Get Down. And then came home and did the 4th of July and then went to 3E's Comedy Club in Colorado Springs. Shout out to them. Great new room. Go out and support them if you live in Colorado Springs. There was a guy in the front row that said, let's go, Brandon. You know, certain people say certain things and you go, I thought we were done with that. But look, I guess certain Trumpy catchphrases don't have a shelf life. And this guy was actually, you know, here's what I will say about the Let's Go Brandon community. This guy and I, look, he did it after a Trump bit I was doing, and I go, cool, man. I go, oh, I didn't know people were still saying that. It's almost like when you see someone listening to an iPod, you're like, oh, I thought we moved on from that. But I was a little starstruck. We kind of got into it, and then he kind of tried to pull the rug out from under me by saying, oh, yeah, you're struggling with the air up there? And I was like, first of all, great movie with Kevin Bacon. Quick side tangent, when I met Kevin Bacon at the Comedy Store about 4 or 5 months ago, so now you've got 1 degree of Kevin Bacon. If you watch this podcast, I met him. He was in the crowd. He comes up to me, very sweet, talked for a while, and I go, man, The Air Up There is a great movie, legendary, some would say, and I'm saying it right now. And he goes, God, I fucking hate that movie. And I go, oh, no. I've upset Kevin Bacon. And when you upset Kevin Bacon, the whole equilibrium of the universe gets out of whack. Babies start queefing. People start, you know, reverse a jacket. Like everything, nobody's comfy is what I'm trying to say. Bacon was genuinely perturbed. And I said, well, everything else you did is great too. And he was like, nice save. And I was like, fuck. Friendship demolished. But great movie. I still stand by it. The basketball movie that Sandler did on Netflix called The Hustler or Hustleman or it's kind of, you know, loosely, it's a similar story where there's a scout finding a young European guy, and in The Air Up There, Bacon, I think, goes to Nigeria. What if the rest of this podcast was me just explaining the premise to the air up there. I wouldn't be mad about it. You guys would tune out. Bacon would tune out. I don't know if he listens to the podcast. I know he does a lot of Hyundai commercials. I digress. So the Let's Go Brandon and Guy and I kind of get into it, and then we squashed it. And then we really chummed it up post-show. And that just, you know, lets you know. You know, we're all different, but we're not all that different. Who said that? Tom Cruise, as he was jumping off of a building into a fucking ocean to fight a shark. Is that what happens in the new Mission Impossible? I don't know. I'm going to go see it tonight. Here's what I'll say about Tom Cruise. Fuck, dude. I mean, what do you lack where you need this adrenaline rush? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, people that do crack and meth, you go, oh, booze ain't enough. People that do comedy, you know, love from your family wasn't enough. You know, case in point, look at any of us that do it. We needed more attention. Cruise, jumping off planes, sliding down buildings. I mean, butt fucking clouds. This guy's done it all. That should be on his business card. Jumping off planes, sliding on buildings, butt fucking clouds. Hi, I'm here at the Tom Cruise School of Stunt Shit. We teach you how to be a gangster and a baller in the same sentence. Tired of your friends making fun of you for falling off the diving board? Tired of spraining your ankle, falling out of that Uber pool? Tired of taking Uber pools because you're poor and fucking you suck? Well, give me $60,000 and I'll turn your life around. Here at the Tom Cruise School of Stunt Stuff, or Stunt Shit. It's a working title. But either way, Cruise is involved. Or maybe you just call it cruise control. Either way, that guy has a zest and a passion for the thrill. You know? He just gets bored easily. Can you imagine that guy in the bedroom? Like, he's just like, probably so, he's just going down on a girl and he's so bored. He's just like, I could be fucking on the moon right now, paragliding into Mars, but instead I'm licking you. I don't know how he sounds, but yeah, I don't know. That's a next level gear that I'm glad I don't have. You know, like I said, I don't have the money to go see the Titanic, and I don't have the lack of zest for the day to day. You know, doing a podcast fills me up. Turning the shower water to cold real quick before I get out. That's a nice little adrenaline rush. Sneezing while you take a pee in a public urinal. Oops, my piss got on a stranger's sweatpants. What's my next move? That'll make you think about going outside. I am excited to see the movie. I haven't been this excited to see a movie probably since, I don't know, the new Jungle Book with Bill Murray. I don't know what I'd do if I met Cruise. That's a guy, too, that's so intense. Like, what would you always think about, what would your icebreaker be? What would you say to Tom to get him to, like, give a fuck? You know? Because, again, he's seen it, done it, been it all. So you go, what do you, I think most people probably just go, man, Top Gun is top notch. Yo, Jeremy Gray, hey, Tom, show me the money. Hey, Tom, it's Risky Business. You just say his titles of his movies. Hey, are you, hey, I'm the first samurai. Nice to meet you, last samurai. He's like, dude, I'm going to fucking kick you in your taint with my pinky. And you're like, only Chuck Norris can do that. I'd like to see Tom Cruise fight Chuck Norris. Tom Cruise is a guy, too, you could see running for president and winning. Arnold did it as governor. Tom Cruise arguably is probably more famous than Arnold Schwarzenegger. Who'd be his running mate? Nicole Kidman brings it full circle. His first wife. First wife? No. They were married during Eyes Wide Shut. Or did they... They just met and they fucked. What's the story? How does it go? I wish I paid attention to more celebrity gossip. I know Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise, I think, married and fucked. And they fucked. Did they fuck? I don't know if they fucked. Maybe they're just married. Maybe Tom Cruise doesn't ejaculate. Maybe that's why he's got so much energy to take on all these... thrill-seeking moments. I will say this about my last 2 weeks in Seattle. The All-Star Game was up there. I went up there. I participated. Not in the game. Not in the celeb softball game. Thanks, MLB. Not bitter about it. Just kidding. Totally am. Oh, yeah, you had Skylar Astin and JoJo Siwa. So Seattle. So Seattle. JoJo Siwa from Dance Moms. So Seattle. Skylar Aston from Pittsburgh. So Seattle. Yeah, my boy Adam Devine in there with two bad hips. But, you know, he's got a new movie out called The Outlaws. And he's famous and he's funny and I get it. And he's my boy. So I'm not throwing shade at that selection. Joel McHale, Mercer Island native. Seattle, bleeds it, loves it, lives it. Throw him in there for sure. You had some ex-Mariners. Love that. JoJo Siwa, so Seattle. Wow. You know, it is what it is. At some point, you just got to go, hey, man, it's on me. I got to have more shit going on, I guess. I'm in the Barbie movie that's coming out next week. This week. Oh, this week. July 21st. Gosling and Margot Robbie. I'll say this about shooting that movie. And then we'll get back to the All-Star Game festivities in Seattle because it was a blast. And Seattle did it right. Seattle knows how to put on a show, and they did. And if you haven't been to an All-Star event ever, highly recommend it. The Fan Fest part, the Home Run Derby, again, coming right back to it. The Barbie movie was a lot of fun. Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling are true movie stars. Attractive as it comes, dialed in, rock star pupils, professional too, just dialed in. Greta Gerwig, who wrote the movie with her husband Noah Baumbach, you know, Marriage Story, Squid and the Whale. They've done it all. Greta, Lady Bird, gangster. It's a real silly film is what I've heard, and it was funny, and our scenes are silly. And I met a kid who told me his roommate cut the trailer and said that my scenes were in there and funny, so I'll go off of that. I'll go off the Uber review. I gave him 5 stars just for telling me that he recognized me from playing Vince McMahon on Young Rock, RIP. Great show. Shout out to The Rock for living a cool life and then capturing it on the screen. But yeah, Gosling, so like, I joke about this too. I was like, man, if they told me, hey, you could have sex with one of them, who would it be? I'd be like, hey man, I'm gonna have to sleep on that. Cause I don't know. But Margot Robbie. But also, you know, there's certain people, Brad Pitt's another one, where you go, oh, there's just movie star. Like, when you look at other actors that have had solid careers or people that don't get opportunities, you go, yeah, man, unfortunately, we'll never not be a business. I'm speaking of the Hollywood world, where that fucking movie star quality, Cruise, back to Cruise, he's got it. And then there's guys like Morgan Freeman that just relied on the work. Not to say Morgan Freeman's not an attractive man. Would I fuck him over Ryan Gosling? No. Anyway, the movie comes out July 21st, and I hope it crushes. You just want to keep popping up in cool shit. You know, do I wish I had a bigger part in the movie? Yeah. Do I hope that it leads to other opportunities? For sure. Do I hope that people see it and go, man, that guy was kind of funny. Let's throw him in this thing. But there's a strike happening as of today, with SAG. So we'll see if the business even comes back. They might just air Double Dare reruns for the next 60 years. Well, that got dark real quick. We'll be fine. They'll figure it out. Hey, pay the actors and pay the writers, Hollywood. You know you should. That's my message. You know you should. Do the right thing. All-Star Week in Seattle. Home Run Derby. Bonkers. My boy Colin Sullivan and I went. The day started off with me signing some cards at Topps, the baseball card brand made for me specifically. And I got to sign a bunch of authentic Topps cards, which was cool, man. Like, I got my own baseball card, and it was really fucking cool. And there was a booth at the Fan Fest, and I signed cards for about 2 hours. Kids, adults that looked like kids, little people that looked like adults. It was a blast, man. Chummed it up with a lot of Seattle people. And then went over to the field. Brought my mom pudding, by the way, which was extra special. She loved it. And we got on the field, and I did an interview for the show Intentional Talk on MLB Network. Shout out to Kevin Millar, Sierra Santez, I think, and Ryan Dempster. And that was just cool, being on the field. I mean, you had every big player down there, legends, goofing around. I met some MLB analysts that were Jeff Passan looks like, I don't want to say he looks like he's had work done, but he looks like a little boy. But he's, you know, that guy's loves baseball more than I think you're supposed to. But I think that's why he's so so good at his job. Tim Kirchen looked like I should have passed a bridge and you know, answered a riddle before I took a picture with him, but sweet guy, also a gangster of the game. And just cool being down there on the field, man. You just get to soak up that like pre-home run derby energy. It was awesome. And T-Mobile Park in Seattle is a great spot for a festive night like that. The game itself, who fucking cares? You just want to see bombs. There were a couple home runs hit, but Julio Rodriguez, man, stepped up. If you watch that home run derby, you could feel the energy, I'm sure, through the television. But he put on a show. And we got drunk and went and did Wyman and Bob in the afternoon before that, which was a lot of fun at the Hatback Grill. They made a whole party out of the old brewery across the street from T-Mobile. We lived it up. We did it. I got a little too drunk on air for that interview. I'll be honest. I think a margarita that went to the bloodstream real quick, but it was fun. There were a lot of people standing around. I think I said, "You think this Planned Parenthood grand opening ribbon is going to keep these drunkards from falling onto the set?" Got a couple laughs. Seattle people, man, they turn things up. People sleep on us. They think like, you know, tech and music and, you know, comedy, the arts, and like we're just, you know, staying indoors while it rains to, you know, figure out the next move. But people party up there, dude. Holy shit. Yeah. Also, I guess the All-Star game brings people from out of town, so that turned things up a notch. But my mom had one rum and coke and, you know, started flashing everybody on the freeway. No, she didn't, but I wouldn't put it past her. A lot of babies. A lot of people with babies at the home run derby, which is a weird move to me. I don't know. Maybe you already have withdrawal from having the baby. It's got my wife and I thinking about babies. We're not there yet. I think we're still 3 years away, which feels weird to say, but also feels great. The last few days, not having to answer to anybody but my wife and my dog Pickles is really great. I don't know. I go back and forth. I've said this before, you know, you got certain friends that have kids where you go, "Oh, man, thanks for having this kid, because you're showing me how bad it truly can be." But that's also every kid. No kid is a home run. My 8-year-old nephew goes in waves of being real sweet. I gave him a bag of gummy bears, and he wanted my jersey from the Champions of Change charity basketball game in Seattle, and he asked me to sign it, and he was really sweet. And 2 days later, he was biting my ankle and smacking me in the left nut. And saying, "Oh, you don't want to wrestle, you pussy?" And I was like, "Dude, you're fucking 8 years old." He talks a lot of shit, but you know, then my mom and stepdad's dog started chasing him. And he started crying, so it's like you forget a kid is still a kid. Who said that? Tom Cruise. I don't know. It feels like there's no right time to eat a Reese's or have a baby, but I think there is. I think you can be not prepared and not financially set, and then also bringing a kid into the world at this stage in the game. Dear fucking God, it's only going to get weirder. Imagine people that had babies this year and they're like, "Wow, OnlyFans? Now I got to worry about that. I got to worry about..." It used to be just like Craigslist misconnections I had to worry about. Now I got to worry about OnlyFans and fucking, you know, pedophiles are still out there and, you know, I don't know. The Baja men still don't know who let the dogs out. There's a lot going on. And I don't want my kid to have to, you know, be front and center and face that all head on, let alone college, fucking get a job. I mean, dude, how do you get a job? My brother-in-law is about to drive the city bus. My brother-in-law, Dirte. That's a guy you want driving the bus, though. A guy that's seen some shit. I think he was a blood and a crypt at some point. I don't know if he could do both, but I think he did both. Did he do both? I think he did both. Blood and a crypt. It's like playing for the Celtics and the Lakers. You know, you had a foot in both pond. But that's a guy you want steering a big wheel like that. Also, because look, we get people that are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs all the time riding the bus. I haven't been on a bus, thankfully, probably in a hot minute. Definitely took it around when I first got to LA. And that was definitely one of those things where you're like, "Oh, I saw a guy drink another guy's Diet Coke. I saw a guy chase a baby stroller down the hill when we got off the bus." Because the guy who was just a regular, decent citizen was chasing the stroller because he thought a baby was in it. And someone was screaming, "Oh, my baby, my baby." So this guy's chasing after it. And it turns out it was like a homeless guy's stroller filled with cans. A homeless guy tackled the dude to the ground. and started, like, you know, just throwing haymakers on him. The cops came. They're like, what are you stealing this baby for? He's like, dude, look in the stroller. It's fucking Sprite cans. The homeless man was like, he's trying to take my baby. So, you know, that's bus people. Should be a show. Taxi Cab Confessions was a nice program on HBO back in the day. I'd love to see bus people. Because guess what, man? You get all walks of life. Sweetheart, I'm hungry.
Well, why don't you make yourself some soup again?
Can't we go to the grocery store?
I hate going to the grocery store. It takes too long and people try to kidnap you.
Hey, guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Are you also having trouble potentially getting kidnapped at the grocery store? It's a real thing. It's happened to my wife twice. So, HelloFresh is here to save your life with farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep so you don't have to go to the store. You can just count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. My wife and I have been using HelloFresh for a couple years now, and we're obsessed, okay? We love to cook. She loves to cook. I eat the stuff she cooks. And there are so many great recipes that they're coming out with, especially just in time for summer. You want all the good tasting food at your doorstep, and HelloFresh has it. From chef-crafted seasonal recipes to their new Fresh and Fit summer menu, HelloFresh brings flavor right to your door. Pre-portioned ingredients help cut down on food waste, while step-by-step instructions make cooking a breeze and not a chore. Do you know what I'm saying? You want your home to feel like a hangout place with crowd-pleasing eats. You know, a backyard bratwurst or a tangy key lime pie. HelloFresh Market makes summer entertaining a cinch. The ingredients travel from the farm to your door in less than 7 days for a quality that you can taste. And did you know that HelloFresh offers more than just delicious dinners? They do. It's now easier than ever to skip that extra grocery store run by adding snacks, sides, and more to your weekly order. All you got to do is simply shop HelloFresh Market and take your pick from a curated selection of over 100 items. They got so much shit, man. You want to eat well this summer? HelloFresh's menu features calorie smart and protein smart lunch and dinner options, plus new vegan dinners to choose from. All you vegans, can you hear me? You're probably asleep because you're tired, but HelloFresh makes it easy to reach your food goals with flavorful recipes that leave you feeling satisfied. They offer 40 recipes to choose from every single week, so you're never going to get bored. That's the one thing about food. You don't want to eat the same shit if you're trying to eat healthy. HelloFresh mixes it up. They got fast and fresh recipes ready in 15 minutes or less. Plus, HelloFresh is 25% cheaper than takeout. It is. You know it is. When you Uber Eats and Postmates, that shit adds up. They feature quality proteins, fresh produce, and plans for many lifestyles. It's no wonder why HelloFresh, one more time, is America's number one meal kit. Be a part of the HelloFresh family. Start living and feeling better right now. Go to HelloFresh.com/about50. Use promo code about50, I swear to God, for 50% off plus free shipping. Guys, HelloFresh.com/about50. And use promo code ABOUT50 for 50% off plus free shipping. That's incredible. If you like food and you like feeling good, HelloFresh is the place to be. So one more time, HelloFresh.com/ABOUT50, promo code ABOUT50 for 50% off plus free shipping.
Bird dogs, bird dogs. They are the shorts and active wear you like to wear. Bird dogs, bird dogs.
Is it in your head? It should be. Is it on your body? They should be. Bird dogs, are you tired of sacrificing comfort for style when it comes to your activewear? I know I am. Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast, and I need you to stop looking for a solution that's going to revolutionize your wardrobe. Let me introduce you. Yeah, you.
Even me?
Yeah, dude. To bird dogs.
Bird dogs.
The ultimate shorts for the modern adventurer. I'm wearing them right now. I'm not kidding, okay? They're the most comfy shorts I've ever worn. I'm not sure if that's a real sentence, but they really are. These guys hooked me up a little bit ago. I'm glad they're back as sponsors of the ALN podcast. But look, picture this. You're out on a hike. You're hitting the gym. You're getting busy with a stranger from the night or simply lounging around at home. With bird dogs, you'll never have to compromise comfort or functionality ever again. These shorts, listen to me, man. These shorts are designed to adapt to your active lifestyle while keeping you looking sharp. They're sharp. They're sleek. But above all, man, they're so damn comfy. Bird Dog's stretch khaki shorts are designed to fit slimmer through the thigh and leg, giving you a truly sculpted look. That's why I love them. I got tiny bird legs and big-ass dewy thighs, and these things fit me like a glove. Bird Dog's, look, their shorts do the exact same thing as Lululemon, but they fit way better. They just do. I've tried Lululemon, and look, man, they ain't as good. They fit way better than regular shorts, and I used to wear regular shorts all the time, but they're made of that stiff, restricting cotton, and bird dogs ain't about that. They fixed the issue. They invented cloud knit fabric that looks just like khaki, but stretches, which is why you get that comfy, sleek,
you know, kind of, you know, summer breeze through your balls and a way slimmer fit so the ladies or fellas can check out your backside and your front side without having to sacrifice movement. Bird Dogs uses anti-stink sweat wicking fabric that keeps you cool and dry all day long. That's another thing I love. Sometimes you sweat down below. You don't want to feel it, and you don't when you're wearing Bird Dogs. Look, say goodbye to uncomfortable chafing and say hello to freedom. Do you need a place to stash your phone, wallet, or keys? Well, Bird Dogs has you covered there, too. With deep, secure pockets, you can keep the essentials close to you without worrying about them falling out during your adventures. Do you like to bone with your wallet and your shorts? You can do that if you wear Bird Dogs. And did I mention they're incredibly stylish? I did, but I'm going to do it again. They come in a wide range of vibrant colors and patterns so you can express your personality while staying on top of your game. Again, gym, weights, hiking, lounging, banging, birddogs.com/about or enter promo code about for a free Yeti-style tumbler with your order. Holy shit. One more time, guys. birddogs.com/about or promo code about for a free Yeti-style tumbler right now. Do it. It won't take you long. Bird Dogs are never going to come off you once you put them on, and that's a good thing.
Summer breeze makes me feel high. Homing from the salmons of my eye.
I don't know how the song goes, but summer is right around the corner. That's what that means. That's what's important. And look, as the sun shines brighter, your skin deserves the utmost attention. Fortunately, my friends at Caldera Lab are here to ensure that your skin is well prepared for the season ahead. Ever since I incorporated Caldera Lab into my routine, taking care of my skin has never been simpler. I used to never take pride in my skincare routine. I used to be like, Noxzema, Clear Cell, I'm good to go, you know? But you want clean, crisp, clear skin, and you don't want to be embarrassed going to a barbecue you are plus one at. So get some Caldera Lab products in your life. They're clinically proven to help visibly reduce wrinkles, fine lines, and signs of aging. Confidence and an impeccable first impression this summer are going to be your new best friends. Don't miss out on joining the skincare revolution trusted by countless men, including myself. So, right now, use promo code ABOUT at CalderaLab.com and enjoy an exclusive 20% off their finest products. Some of you are like, what is Caldera Lab? Well, they create high-performance men's skincare products, and the Rain Man leads off their product lineup. It's a twice-a-day routine to transform your skin. I use it. I love it. Even my wife Amanda says I look 10 years younger, and that's good because I'm older and she is going to leave me if I don't take care of my face. Inside this bundle, you'll find the Clean Slate, the base layer, and the good. The Clean Slate is where you start your day. It's a balancing cleanser that uses gentle plant-based cleansing, leaving all the skin types exceptionally refreshed. The base layer is a nutrient-dense fortifying moisturizer that hydrates your skin and absorbs fast, leaving you with a matte finish so you can start your day confidently. And the good is your go-to at night, before bed, and clinically proven multifunctional serum that helps your skin look tighter and smoother and younger, as well as helps reduce the visibility of wrinkles and fine lines. In every drop of the serum, there's 3.4 million antioxidant units protecting your skin. You want to know what that means? Yeah, you do. Well, I have no clue, but it must be good though, right? They have an eye serum called the Icon, which takes away all that dark circle bullshit and puffiness, tightens up the skin, makes you feel good. Caldera Lab is made with top-tier ingredients and is a great addition to your daily routine, taking less than a minute, morning and night. Reduce your wrinkles, fine lines, and signs of aging. We all want to do it. We all want to feel younger and look younger. So, right now, one more time, CalderaLab.com. Promo code ABOUT, 20% off at CalderaLab.com by using promo code ABOUT and get 20% off your order. Elevate your skincare game this summer with Caldera Lab.
There's a movie called Grand Theft Lotto coming out, I think it's September, with John Cena and Awkwafina, and I got a couple scenes in that as like a dickhead dad. Surprise. Typecasting. And I'm on a bus yelling at my daughter. There's that too. People that have like no shame with the public outbursts on bus situations, you go, God damn, what's going on with you where you can just have no problem just to be like, I guess that's the same thing too with people on airplanes that speak at a loud level. They just need to be heard. Saw a guy watching porn on a Delta flight about 2.5 weeks ago, full volume. Nobody said anything. We'll be right back. We'll keep it right here. I think that if you're going to watch porn on a plane, it's got to be something everybody likes, you know, and it's got to be, it can't be too verbal. Just have it be sound so that people kind of go, is that, do you hear, you know, maybe just it's like spanking sound, you know, you don't want to hear any audible, like, especially the guy, you don't want to, like, nobody wants to hear the guy, or, you know, whatever he's doing. You want to hear the girl sounds better. Always. There was a guy who was at one of my
shows in Colorado Springs was a told me after the show that he wanted to do porn. I was like, well, what's stopping you? He's like, I got a family. I was like, pretty big thing stopping you. I was like, does anyone in your family like not support it? And he was like, my wife's all about it. I was like, well, I feel like that's the person that would probably be driving the ship on if this is going to happen or not. So, you know, he was almost looking for me because I was out, you know, I'm out here in the business, and he thinks like porn and acting are kind of like synonymous. So he was like, what do you think I should do, man? You're out there in Hollywood. I was like, well, right, but I'm like not fucking on camera for cash. And he was like, no, with that attitude. And I was like, touche. So he was kind of looking for me to be like the guy to like give him a nudge, be like, dude, you can do whatever you want to do, man. Believe in yourself, Damien. So that guy turns into the biggest porn star in the world. I forget what his name was, Jacob or something? Jake? You know, you got to have a fun porn name, though. There's a clip on YouTube of me at the Laugh Factory about 5 years ago. I met a guy whose name was Will Pounder. That was his porn name. Will Pounder. And then there was Mike Hawk, which, you know, I think you can put that together. You got to have a fun porn name. It doesn't have to be funny. It should be fun. You know, Dirk Diggler from Boogie Nights. That's fun. But I think some sort of fun play on words, you know, like, you know, huge gawk, you know, huge gawk, you know, I don't know. Or, you know, Barry, squishy tit, I don't know. Yeah, you just it needs to roll off the tongue. It needs, you know, again, going back to like Hollywood names, Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise, that's fun. Will Pounder, fun. You'd probably rent that. You have rented that. But man, that is a world I could not. I don't even think it's because I would be bashful. It's because I just think I would you get tired, right? It's a lot. I think they go like 7-8 hours a day. They filmed a porn at a fraternity in my college at USC in 2004. And I remember walking by seeing a whole film crew, and I was like, man, USC, dude, they film everything out here, man. There was an AT&T commercial being filmed last week with Carrot Top, and now what is this, like Vampire Diaries? Nope, some porn. And they said one of the guys, the porn stars in there, my buddy was in the frat, they were filming it, and he was like, dude, don't you ever worry about getting diseases? And he goes, hey, man, whatever I'm supposed to get is what I'm supposed to get. And my buddy was like, yeah, but also, you know, like wear a condom or get tested. Like, I think you know, there's probably some preventative measures you can take. And he was like, carpe diem. I was like, oh, that's not where you're supposed to use that. But, you know, you got to have a carpe diem mentality if you are fucking strangers. I think they mostly know who they're fucking before they start doing it. I don't know. Hey, Siri, do the porn stars... Wow, she pulled up Pawn Stars. Not too far off, Siri. But at least you're paying attention. All right, we got a few minutes left here. You guys have any questions? Summer, man. We're in summer. We're in summer. Took a walk today. It was 112 degrees. Fucking concrete is so hot. It makes you think about, thank God I get to go inside to some AC after this. Man, imagine just being like out in the summer heat. I guess the real hot places, you know, Florida, Arizona, New York even gets pretty toasty. I wonder if homeless people like winter or summer better. Because winter, you know, you can, you know, it's fucking cold. There's, you know, I don't know. Are you where are you getting those blankets from? Are you just using body heat from other homeless people? You know, bushes, I guess, can get kind of warm. But in the summertime, it's like you got no liquids. You got to start drinking your own piss, probably. Or I think you get crazier. I think the heat makes you crazier. Winter, I think you just, you know, push comes to shove and shove comes to push and fight or flight kicks in and you're like, all right, I got to fucking rub my hands together or learn how to tap dance just to get some...
Wait. Don't skip ahead just yet. I know you were about to. Chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, then you'll love mine too. If you like podcasts that break down all of your favorite water cooler reality TV shows like The Real Housewives or big budget movies like Wakanda Forever, then this is the podcast for you. Subscribe to my podcast, Reality and Comics 2, and listen to episodes like my interview with Robin Dixon of The Real Housewives of Potomac or my interviews with your favorite bombshells from Love Island, USA. That's Reality and Comics 2. And I'm Kendrick. See you there.